Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice. Now, as if the world isn't crazy enough, Wendy Nola, there's now a scam targeting pensioners. Shame, man. Shame on them. And what's up with that?
Yeah, shame on them. So the ones I'm used to and that I get reports of almost daily, sadly, is when they do target older people because they're more likely to fall for it. They'll phone and pretend to be from the fraud division of their bank.
Mm.
They've got a few details, which if you can transact in the world, they're out there and available. And they trick them into giving them one-time pins, and then these guys go shopping on their accounts. So that's called vishing, and it's still happening. I'm hearing about it virtually daily. But a new one on me I heard recently was it was an elderly Durban couple. They live in Mayville, 92 and 88 years old, respectively. Mr. and Mrs. R, their bank was Nedbank. They have done way back when it was still the perm, I think. And they got a visit from a woman and her sidekick, Candace was her name. Said they were from Nedbank. They had uniforms on, or they had something that looked close enough to a uniform. And long story short, it was a couple of visits. And they tricked both of them in different ways. They said to the wife that her new card was ready, her credit card had expired, and they took her to not her branch but another one, because her branch was offline, you know, all bars. And she gave them the staff official her pin to go and withdraw money at the ATM. Between them, they lost 250,000 rand. And I was alerted to the story by their niece. I'd followed up with Nedbank. They said there was no evidence of any collusion with the bank, that they've heard that there have been other cases, and the fraudsters just will apply bits of uniform to whichever bank it is. And this Candace woman has actually been arrested. Mr. R identified her immediately in a lineup. She appeared in a Durban regional court on November the 19th. She's in custody still. And so that's a good thing, but there won't just be the one, I'm quite sure. I'm trying to follow up with SAPS, but essentially what I wanted to say was that please, first of all, if anyone phones you, says they're from your fraud division of your bank, don't give them any details. End the call and phone your bank yourself on a number that you've got yourself. That should be in your phone. I've been warning about this so much, but it's still happening all the time. But this, any bank official coming to your home, and shame, Darren, in a kinder, gentler, more human era, Mr. and Mrs. R would have had interactions with bank managers and other people that had that sort of personal service. So they didn't think that was too odd. Yeah. And it all kind of, they had enough information to convince them that they were for real. So please warn your elderly friends, family about this. Do not let anyone in that comes to your house claiming to be from your bank and wanting to help you convert to digital or any other such nonsense.
That's crazy. We're all looking out for the latest. There's the phishing, then there's vishing, now there's smishing with the SMSs. I don't expect them to go old school and actually come door to door. That's crazy. Look out for that. All right. Take a lot and over packaging. I'm sure others are doing it as well, but I don't understand it. Wendy Nola, have we gotten to the bottom of this? Are we over packaging our online items?
Companies that we do business with often are, and Kerry hit the nail on the head earlier. They'll, you know, so they between a rock and a hard place, because if they don't package properly, as with anything we buy in a shop, you know, then and something happens, it gets damaged or scratched or something, and then we're the first to go, oh, you know, point fingers at the supplier. But myself and friends, colleagues, have had instances recently with Takealot and Superbulous, which is part of the same company, that have really taken over packaging to ridiculous levels. So this colleague of mine ordered a slim little normal tiny little eye pencil, and it came in this massive box, and then all the padding inside it as well. And she was like, really? What is going on here? And I had a case where I ordered from Superbulous. I ordered a dress, and I ordered a pair of earrings.
Yeah.
The dress came in its box, and the earrings came in its also quite large box. I'm like, two boxes? Yeah. I mean, I'm very green, as you know, very environmentally conscious.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you, is like, what is your gripe here? Is it that it's not environmentally conscious, the amount of packaging?
No, it's complete waste. of resources. It's just not environmentally friendly at all. And yes, I can hear people thinking, well, then just go into a shop. But I mean, not work life.
And you said it. You said it with the right accent and everything.
Online shopping, right? Yes. So anyway, I engaged Take a Lot about this, saying, yes, I get that care must be taken to protect the product while it's in transit. Mm. But, you know, this is going to extreme degrees now. And I gave him my examples. I said, how are the packers trained to pack tiny items, and why two separate boxes when it's one order and the two could very easily have fitted into the one box? And I've also said, you know, have you given any thought to facilitating the recycling of these boxes, asking consumers to flat pack them and give them back to the delivery guys, women, you to take to the depots? Because Checkers, for example, does that with their 66-seat brown bags. They say, just give them back to the, when your next delivery give them back. Right, so response was, as a business, we are deeply committed to minimizing our impact on the environment. All our packaging is 100% recyclable, including bubble wrap and gum tape. Of course, the question would be, I wonder what percentage of it is actually recycled. Anyway, they said, but we are aware that, you know, that's just the first step. We must, our consumers have a role to play in recycling, which is what I've just said. And we will be looking into various initiatives trialing from January. Well, I've been hearing that for a number of years, but let's see. Mm. About the query, about the size, why were the earrings in a separate box? Well, earrings are stored in a high-value cage, which is located in a separate area. Due to this, these items would have been packed at different stations, which is why the items arrived in two boxes. So you'd think there'd be a way of getting the one to the other and into the same box, but not yet, apparently. The box size is interesting. The picture that I'd sent with this tiny pencil, this huge box, apparently there are two smaller boxes than that one.
Yeah.
But the packers are trained to use the smallest one. But sometimes there's a lack of availability. We've just had Black Friday. It's very high retail season. So when they don't have a small box in hand, they have to use a much bigger one. We are working to improve box replenishment systems. And also they have, at this time, from October to December, they have a much higher number of new trainees working in their warehouses, and this may also lead to a higher error rate, so they're just not applying themselves.
All right. We might have to apply a little bit of slack here. The supply chain challenges, the new employees, jobs coming here and going there, people switching over to e-commerce. Lots of challenges. Let's see where we are this time next year.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.